AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Think if that was possible in the agriculture industry, where you could go across machines, across implements that you're using, and have a single technology stack and single way of using it with a common capability set. That's really at the core of what this joint venture looks to bring to market.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture. Here is your host, Agrinovis CEO, Mitch Frazier.
Welcome back to AgBioScience. As we head into the 2024 growing season here in North America, much focus is on the technologies and innovations that will enable producers, farmers, to drive returns in a tightening farm economy. It's a challenge that today's guest has spent his entire career addressing. Welcome, Andrew Sunderman, Joint Venture Transition Lead for AGCO. Andrew, welcome to AgBioScience.
Thanks, Mitch. I appreciate you having me. Excited to be here.
I am excited to talk with you. AGCO, a fascinating brand, one that really is a collection of brands: Fendt, Precision Planting, Massey Ferguson, Challenger, so many more. Before we jump into what's ahead, we got to learn more about the AGCO portfolio, the brands that are in it, and ultimately the most important question, Andrew: who is the customer?
Let's start maybe first with who is the customer. For us, AGCO is a company that is all about serving farmers, regardless of what they farm, where they farm, or how they choose to farm. We have a tagline within our Precision Planting brand that we believe in better. And I think that really sums up with who is our customer. Our customer is a person in the agriculture industry that uses precision ag technologies, equipment, or grain and protein solutions that believes there's a better way to do things than how things have traditionally been done at their farm. And they look to AGCO to solve their problems that they have in their current environment. So if we take that customer, we think about how does AGCO serve them? You know, there's a couple of ways. One, you mentioned some of the great brands that AGCO offers: Fendt, Massey Ferguson, Precision Planting, GSI. The list is quite long. But we really have a great portfolio of solutions that go all the way through the growing season and into post-harvest solutions that allow farmers to have each of the equipment products that they need in the field, as well as a full suite of technology solutions that meet the needs of the growing challenges they face. AGCO is the largest pure play agriculture player in the marketplace. And in 2023, total just short of $14.5 billion in revenue through this great suite of brands, serving customers in North America, Europe, South America, and Europe combined. So great, great company that I think has a lot to offer our customers.
And that offering, the portfolio, as you described it, took another giant step forward last fall, late Q3 of last year, a big announcement. A JV, a joint venture with Trimble, AGCO acquiring 85% of Trimble's ag assets. Help us understand it, Andrew. What led to the creation of the JV? And as you look at Trimble plus AGCO, what is this new joint venture uniquely positioned to solve? What problem can you solve now that maybe wasn't possible before?
From the beginning of the ideation of this joint venture, we were working under the tagline of better together. And I think that really highlights exactly what a joint venture is meant to do. It's meant to bring two, in this case, companies together that believe by working together under the construct of a joint venture, we can actually do things that are better together for serving farmers, for serving our dealers, and for serving the industry than what we could do individually. So let me walk you through a little bit of why we think this joint venture really is better together. As I look at farmers in the industry, they are using a great suite of equipment products, regardless of what color they may actually be. Their needs have been met in many ways for the equipment solutions that they need. But they get into the cab of those machines, and each one of them, implements included, have a different way of operating, a different look and feel, and a different set of capabilities. And so what we envisioned for this joint venture is we're able to bring a consistent user experience and a consistent capability set across all makes and all types of agriculture equipment with one common technology stack in the cab and on those machines. This is really important. If I look across different industries, let me take you to the rental car lot. You just hopped off the airplane and you head to the rental car lot. You see every make of car out there, and you don't exactly know how each one works. But in most cars today, you're able to get into it, plug in your phone, and through technology such as Android Auto or Apple CarPlay, you have one technology solution that you can get from that rental car yard to where you need to go seamlessly. Think if that was possible in the agriculture industry, where you could go across machines, across implements that you're using, and have a single technology stack and single way of using it with a common capability set. That's really at the core of what this joint venture looks to bring to market. Great solutions from guidance systems to machine control products, ISO bus technologies to enable the most high-performing implements, and a range of technology services such as the Trimble Ag software platform, which will only look to expand in the future, that not only in the cab, but also in the office, farmers have this great set of technologies.
Andrew, has brilliant positioning. The positioning around Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, I love it. As you look at the overall market, you look at this mixed fleet, a lot of conversation around mixed fleet operations, a brand X tractor and a Y implement or a X brand harvester. How big is that market? How often do you see these mixed fleets existing on production acres across the country and around the world?
This can vary a little bit depending on region, but in general, I think you could argue that almost every single farmer is a mixed fleet operation. Sure, their power units, their machines with engines, as we look in North America, for example, may be more preferred to one color or another. But when you add in the implements into the equation that are really performing the tasks in the field, I think you're hard-pressed to find a farmer that is consistently getting their equipment from one brand. You know, as we go to places like Europe, it is almost unheard of to have a customer that is using equipment, even power units, from only one brand. It's very much a market that is driven by solutions that are made for local markets and individual types in which farmers choose to perform their operations. And so this mixed fleet customer is prevalent around agriculture. And further to that, you know, we like to look at customers that aren't just interested in buying a new machine. You know, we've done some research over the last couple of years, and that would suggest that only about 7% of farmers are looking to buy a new piece of machinery in any given year. That means that 93% of customers aren't interested in buying a new piece of machinery. But I guarantee you, those 93% of customers are looking at how do they farm better each and every year. And those are customers that we look to serve primarily as we bring what we call our retrofit technologies, increasing the capability of existing machines in the field to a new level beyond what you and I ever imagined. That's our target. Mixed fleet customers, retrofit first approach. Every customer is in target for who we look to serve.
We'll take a look at what this market could be and how technology will play a role. We'll do it right after this. Ag Bioscience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
A healthy company is a blessing, but a well-insured company is a necessity. That's why Indiana Farm Bureau offers more affordable health plans for eligible members. Whether you have just a handful of employees or a larger enterprise, building a stable business demands employees who are just as strong and healthy. Indiana Farm Bureau can help with health plans that include medical, dental, vision, and Medicare supplement insurance plans. And you can sign up for membership and apply for an Indiana Farm Bureau health plan any time of year. Indiana Farm Bureau understands the cost of health care has rapidly become one of the largest expenses for many small businesses. We invite you to compare our health plans to your current coverage. We're confident you could find significant savings. To learn more about the health plan that's right for you, visit infbhealthplans.com and make the switch today.
Welcome back to Ag Bioscience. We're talking with Andrew Sunderman, joint venture transition lead for AGCO. Andrew, we were talking about this role of mixed fleet operations, the role of retrofit. It's so clear that technology, innovation has become really an opportunity for differentiation at the brand level all the way down to actually how farmers are using the technology. How's AGCO approaching tech as part of the equipment strategy and really how you can create a differentiated experience in the cab?
Technology is at the forefront of every conversation we have about what do future machine generations look like. As we look at the technology that is now part of a new piece of equipment, it's prevalent. Whether that's simply the technology that drives the engines, the technology that allows for better traction control, but even more specifically, the technology that allows customers to have greater control and accuracy of the inputs, whether that's how much they use or the placement of those inputs, is really a core part of customers' buying decisions and what we build into each machine. For us, it's about usability. Having the technology is only a fraction of the equation. If it's not easy for a customer to use, if it's not something where they feel that they are ultimately in control of the operation, adoption and actual use is going to be minimal. As we go into markets where input costs continue to go up, regulations continue to drive what can be used in the field and how it can be used in the field, these technology products are at the core of what we offer to customers. And so as I look at how farmers perceive this, they really believe in simplicity, but they really believe in the ability to optimize their outcomes. And we know that each farmer has a slightly different outcome, and that's important too.
You talk about optimizing outcomes, never been more important, at least in recent history. We're looking at new data from USDA, projected net farm income to decline 25% year over year, roughly 27% on an inflation adjusted basis. But net farm income being back in line with 2020 levels, roughly around the 20-year historical average. Where do you see the greatest opportunities in the 24 growing season here in North America specifically to really support producers to help drive that return in a really tough, tightening farm economy?
There's a number of ways. I mean, I think if you look at some of the technologies that are offered, one, I would say AGCO's retrofit first approach that is inclusive of every make and every vintage, you know, going back many years of machines, is really compelling to farmers in a market where there are softening economics for them. Having the ability to drive increased productivity and increased returns with the equipment that you already have by leveraging smaller bets on technology is a really compelling message to farmers. You know, we see it year in and year out. If we look at our planting solutions, we know that maximizing the yield of that seed in the field provides great returns to farmers. As we move into an area that's more focused on technology around the crop application process, so you know, improving the performance of sprayers, I think this is for us something that we're going to be able to provide our existing customers much greater access to in 2024. Chemical prices are at maybe not an all-time high, but they're right up there as we come off of some highs from last year. And being able to make sure that we're applying those chemicals in the right amount and making sure that that accuracy is spot on, preparing ourselves to move into an age of more of this targeted spraying approach where we're only spraying the weed and not the, across the entire field, is going to be a really important step for farmers to take in 2024 to set them up for a future of further savings and further productivity in their fields.
Andrew, as you look at the future, as you're talking about the future, setting up for a 25 growing season, 26 growing season, R&D, absolutely critical. AGCO has been relatively acquisitive on with a focus on technology. We're talking about that today with the joint venture with Trimble. How do you see the pace of innovation continuing in an era where these economics, both for the OE, the equipment maker, as well as the producer, maybe it's starting to tighten?
For one, I think if you look at AGCO, it's a really fun time to be in the industry because at least for us within AGCO, our spending on research and development is at an all-time high. For us, bringing new innovations to market, solving farmers' problems that have never been met before or haven't been met to their full desire is what drives us each and every day. And so as I look forward, you know, I see really AGCO's focus on getting the boots dirty, living days in the life of a farmer, working hand in hand with farmers to experience those problems, and then look beyond what really has been traditionally the view of the role equipment manufacturers play, whether it's our precision planting brand, this intended joint venture that we have with Trimble Ag, focusing on infield problems that broach this topic of what equipment has traditionally been able to do in more into technology solutions. You know, one example I'd just like to give you here, Mitch, is precision planting's radical agronomics platform. This is getting at the heart of soil sampling, a solution that's been in the market and not really evolved for the last 60 to 70 years. And looking at a new way of doing things, I talked about believing in better, you know, believing there's a better way to soil sample that's quicker, more accurate, lower cost, and having the first fully automated soil sampling system. Now, I think this is where AGCO looks towards the future of problems that are experienced today and realizing the opportunity that they have in the future and putting a strong focus on solving those.
Andrew, I so admire the idea of being really clear about what problem are you solving and how do you uniquely tackle it. I mean, it's the two critical ingredients for innovation. And you're solving that, you're addressing that in large part with this joint venture with Trimble. You know, we started out talking about that, but we can't finish a discussion without saying, hey, Andrew, how is this joint venture? How is the integration happening? How are things going? Give us a feel for where these two companies are in coming together in a joint venture.
We announced this intended joint venture back on September 28th, I believe it was, in 2023. And since that day, we've had teams around the world really running together. We're still going through the customary and traditional regulatory approval process, but we're still working towards our intended closing in the first half of this year. You know, we've got teams that are working on setting this business up to be successful in serving and supporting farmers, just like the two companies are able to do, but in a better together way, starting on that day one. But we're also, you know, thinking about how do we get better going forward? And so, you know, we've lined out three areas where we really want this joint venture to excel in the future. And the first one is around high quality smart solutions for farmers around the world. You know, this is all about innovation. We talked about innovation and how fast are we to market and getting the boots dirty, understanding customers' problems. And that's one of the key pillars. The second one is having this best-in-class retrofit platform. You know, a set of technology solutions that are really enabled by a core set of dealers with specific expertise around precision agriculture technologies for sales and support. We cannot forget support in making sure that those dealers are set up and ready for success starting day one. And the last one that will make this joint venture unique as well is being the supplier of choice for ag OEMs around the world. AGCO and Trimble both bring a large set of OEM customers, and we're excited to continue to serve those OEM customers as we go forward in providing them the great technology solutions that they come to know and expect from these companies. So a lot going on. We're excited as we move closer towards this intended close of the joint venture, and we think we've got something pretty special for farmers in the industry.
Andrew, we appreciate you taking a break from all things integration around the world. Sincerely, thanks for investing the time. He is Andrew Sunderman, Joint Venture Transition Lead for AGCO. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us on Ag Bioscience.
Thanks, Mitch. It was a pleasure to be here.
And thank you for tuning in to Ag Bioscience. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, hosted by Mitch Frazier, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, photography and design by Kaylee Kerr. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.